Alleluia. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your help, Lord, your inspiration and leading this morning as I just communicate this wonderful truth that you have shown me. Thank you for your word says that our communication of our faith is precious when we share every good thing in us that's in the Lord. So thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Luke 9, verse 12 to 17. When it was nearly evening, the 12 apostles came to Jesus. There are no houses in this place, they said. Send the crowd away now. Tell them to go to the villages and farms near here. Then they can get food to eat and they can find a place to sleep. Jesus said to them, you should give them some food to eat. But the disciples said, we have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Do you want us to go and buy food for all these people? There were about 5,000 men in the crowd. Jesus said to his disciples, tell the people that they should sit down on the ground in groups. There should be about 50 people in each group. So they did this, and when the people had sat down, Jesus took the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish. Then he looked up towards heaven, and he thanked God for the food. He broke the bread into pieces. He gave the pieces of bread to the disciples, and they gave the bread to the crowd. Everybody ate, and they all had enough food. They were not hungry anymore. Then the disciples picked up the bits of food that people had not eaten, and they filled 12 baskets with all the little bits of food.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I want to just share this revelation that the Lord has given me. We need to remember that God so loved this world that he sent Jesus. And then he sent Jesus as a babe so he could totally identify with us in every way because we all come from the womb. And it's so beautiful that Psalm 22, where he's going through the most difficult time of his life, where he's also just like this scenario where he had to step by step hear from his father and give out the steps, and then the miracle came about. And so he came from the womb. So the scenario of going to the cross and paying the price for us so as to be the Lord and Savior now with all authority. So he remembers there in Psalm and that there, I was cast upon you from the womb. And so we see in Luke where Jesus was a baby and he was growing up and he loved wisdom. I mean, he grew in wisdom. And then when he started putting the wisdom into practice, the Bible actually says, and he grew in favor with man and in favor with God. So we see the whole steps into the love, into the plan, into the goodness of God, into the provision of God comes by hearing and being obedient to our source, to our God. And now that Jesus is in heaven, it's God the Father and the Son. Our fellowship is with the Father and Son. This is eternal life that we know the Father and Son. And then you've got the other scriptures where he talks and he tells us that his words come from his Father because he's not seeking his own glory. He's seeking the glory of God. So he's staying in tune. And so we could see he walked from these small baby tests and he was faithful. Right up to this time now where the Spirit of the Lord has come upon him and he's gone out in power. But it's all been systematic, a building up, a growing, a developing. There's no shortcut. We come in as babes and we desire the pure spiritual milk of the word and we grow thereby. So we need to be fat, faithful, available, and teachable. And so here's a scenario. So he sees he's been giving them spiritual food, but they need natural food now. And then, as according to his own words, he says, my words come from my God. He's with me. And these words give the God quality of life, eternal life. And then he says, feed them. And the disciples say, how can they feed them? There's too many. And then he brings it in step by step. He says, let them sit down in groups of 50. You know? This is all coming. This is flowing from the throne room. This is written, the rivers of living water flow through him. To bring life to his disciples, to then bring life to the multitudes. And then he says, what have we got? You know? And then they got the 5 bread and 2 fishes. And then he's got that. Now he looks again to his father. What do we do now? And the father says, praise God. He looks up to heaven and he thanks God for it. And then what now? And he says, break it. And he breaks it and he gives it out. And it's so beautiful here. We can see the picture is the disciples have got the keys of the kingdom. The disciples are being trained up to listen to Jesus, to listen to the Father, and to partake then of the goodness of heaven that the earth needs. And then they go out and the miracle happens. The angels and the powers of God, everything backs up that which comes from God. And the miracle happens and everyone is fed. And then there is more over. And I just think, what is the more over? When you've gone through these processes with your God, you look to your God and you hear from him and you stay with him and you see the miracle, you see the provision, you've got a testimony. Everyone talks about it. And this is what happened with this crowd, and this is what happens in every working of God when you look to God. So what we see in here, Colossians 2:9 says that the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell in Jesus. Amen. And now Jesus is ruling and reigning, and the fullness of the Godhead is pleased to dwell with him. Why? To bring about this life on earth as it is in heaven. And that's why he's called us now out as disciples, so that we can also now wake up to these realities and just stay in tune. We're not wanting to do more than what we hear, and that's all we expected. Amen. To hear daily, to stay in tune, and then bring forth that which we've heard, knowing that where God's finger is, his hand will also be. So that scripture in Colossians says so beautiful. I shared the first part, that fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell in Christ. And so in his flesh and blood body, he showed the path. He showed the glory. And then what did he say? He said that all this goodness has come from the Father. But then what he also says, as much as the Father loves me, he loves you. As the Father sent me, so I sent you. And he says also, and the works that I do, you shall also do, and greater works. And he's sharing that to disciples. So we all need to know, guys, we need to be disciples, dedicated, disciplined followers, staying in tune with our God. And that's the beauty. So the fullness of God is pleased to dwell in him. And we have come to fullness of life in Jesus. And we just got to stay in tune. That's what it's all about. Be blessed, arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.